Sabres.
On demand. Follow Sabres Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabres
Radio. That's right. It is time for me to bring on my next guest of the evening. I tell you what, this brother needs no introduction. He is a Brit-Asian pop sensation. He's so super talented. He is just a powerhouse of talent. He has dropped a brand new EP. It came out last week. I've been supporting this brother right from day one. Love everything that he does. And I'm always happy to have him up on the show. Do you know what? Without further ado, make some noise, show some love for Jack Tar.
Hey, thank you for the amazing introduction.
Listen,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Got so much love for you, and I mean that. You know, I'm genuinely, you know, right from your first release, brother, right? You know,
yeah,
I've been there, I've been spinning your stuff, and I've seen your journey, and I've seen you grow as an artist, and what a journey it's been. And let's talk about that journey, you know, real quick. Thinking back to your first track to now, how do you think, you know, you've grown as an artist, and, you know, what's changed for you as an artist?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy journey. It's been a long journey, loads of ups and loads of downs. But I think, you know, with this EP, it's only gone upward. You know, it's a really good point to be at, because I feel like as an artist, I kind of know where I am now, and I know what I want to represent in terms of my music and in terms of my sound. So it's a good place to be.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that you mentioned was about having a musical rebirth. And I think you've kind of answered that question. You know, after, you know, all these years of kind of experimenting with the different sounds and different styles, you definitely feel that you've now got a clear direction on the kind of music that you want to make.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that kind of journey always takes time. But you ask any sort of artist, and it's a journey which, you know, takes a lot of, as you said, experimentation. Times where, you know, you don't sometimes have direction, but again, you learn from those experiences, and thankfully, you know, it's led me to this point, and I'm really, really proud of the EP. I'm really happy how it turned out.
Absolutely. And now, you know, we met kind of last year at the showcase in London, and, you know, you teased us all with the EP, and I was in love with the with the tracks then. And you know, I was telling you off air, you know, I love this EP. It is just I've got it on absolute repeat. So let's get into this EP, man. You know, first and foremost, man, let's talk about the name of this EP. Gemini. All right, now, okay, you know, I know a little bit about you, right? So I'm thinking this has got something to do with the fact that, you know, you are a Gemini. Your birthday is on the 3rd of June. So am I warm?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. Hit the nail on the head. We were struggling with what to call it, and with the two songs, with Gemini's having two sides to them, I just thought, you know what, I put that name forward to Rishi and Kieran, and they were happy with it.
And I love the fact this EP is almost like a, you know, a little kind of mini kind of concept, right? And I'm sure, you know, we'll talk more about this, but you know, we've got two tracks on there, and you know, everyone says about Gemini's having these two different sides, and the two tracks on the EP, you know, which was very cleverly done, you know, have two very distinct styles and two very different kind of approaches. Talk to me about the inception of Gemini.
Yeah, so with Gemini, I mean, when we actually made these two songs, I personally couldn't choose between them. I loved them both, and so that's when Rishi's initial concept. He was like, oh, let's just put both of these songs out at the same time. Let's release a mini EP and then see what people think, and, you know, test the waters with these two songs, and that's how the whole Gemini concept came, because there were two completely different genres of music and two different styles that I have as an artist. But still in the same space, I think it's still that urban Asian Punjabi English fusion, but just different genres of music. We just felt like it was a good way of showcasing what I am about in terms of an artist.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're no stranger to working with Rishi. You know, Daste Tu, Lost, you worked with him now. How is that creative working process with Rishi now? You know, now that you've worked with him on a few tracks.
No, it's great. I mean, he really gets the best out of me. It demands a lot. It can be quite scary at times, you know. the pressure's there for sure. But he's a lovely person, as is Kieran as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely got the best out of me by kind of taking me out of my comfort zone.
You know, you mentioned Kieran, who's part of the, yeah, the Start Artist and Break the Noise camp. And again, you know, Rishi did the music and you worked very closely with Kirani, who develops artists and, you know, Annie's a songwriter and, you know, and she's contributed to this EP. Working in a team like that, you know, I guess is almost kind of like a new concept. And, you know, how do you find that process?
Yeah, it was definitely something completely different. As I said, for me, I was out of my comfort zone because I was in a different country when we were working. I was in Mumbai. And Kieran and Rishi had been working together for over 10 years, right? So I was like the outsider coming to their space.
Yeah.
So it was tough to begin with, for sure, you know, getting up to speed with them. And but I think we managed it. And as I said, because I was out of my comfort zone, they were pushing me to the limits, really. I kind of feel like they did get the best out of me with this EP. So, yeah, I'm really happy with how it all turned out.
Absolutely. Now, the two tracks on the EP are High High, which is my favorite, and Teriya, which we just heard right now. You know what? In your own words, Jaktar, break these two tracks down for us, man.
Yeah, so High High is like a funky 80s kind of style, but it still sounds very fresh. And that's the first song that I wanted to do. I wanted to do like a Charlie Puth funky sort of style. That was the first song I said to Rishi and Kieran I wanted to try and do. So that's what High High is like. And then with Teriya, I was always a big fan of the 2000s Punjabi garage scene in the UK. Yeah. And I always wanted to do a garage song. So that's another fresh take on Punjabi garage. And, I know a lot of people in the UK are feeling that song because, you know, it kind of reminds them of that, of the old school, UK Punjabi, you know, gritty street style with the fast flow, but also then the English comes in and everything and the catchy chorus. So yeah, they're just two completely different styles. You've got the suave, vibe of High High, and I don't know about you, but I can hear that in a Bollywood movie. A lot of other people have been saying that to me, but it's just one of those songs that are catchy, get you want to dance and stuff. And whereas Teriya is, as I said, it's that UK style that we're familiar with.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I'll be checking the feedback out on these tracks. And I think one of the things that you said has been resonating, you know, across all the feedback is you've got that kind of that 80s, 90s throwback sound, yeah, in there, which everyone is really loving because, you know, who doesn't love nostalgia? Do you know what I mean? You know, I mean, right,
yeah,
now,
exactly.
Bollywood's, yeah, doing this big, massive trend where they're just kind of refixing kind of old kind of tracks back yeah, in the 90s and stuff. And everybody loves that. And, you know, and this EP is no different, you know, with the sound that Rish has created and, you know, your amazing vocals. And absolutely, man, it is the EP is absolutely on point, man, you know. And that seems to be
definitely positive so far for sure.
And they're talking about feedback, right? You hit the streets of London. Yeah, speaking to random gore.
I know, I'm crazy.
I know, again, do you know what, Jaktar, you know, and you talked about being out of your comfort zone, you know, I don't think that must have come easy to you, right? Just walking up to random people and saying, hey, you know what, check out my track, what do you think?
You know, it is, I had to do something different, you know, you can't expect different results if you keep doing things the same way, right? So that was just me trying, you know, as I said, to go out of my comfort zone and just to give people different content as well, I think, just to keep it interesting and stuff. But yeah, I think people seem to appreciate me doing that. But it was a bit crazy of me, for sure.
Do you know what? To talk about comfort, right? You know, one thing I have noticed about you, you know, again, having followed you, you know, right from day dot, you seem very easy in front of the camera now, you know, you know, mm-hmm. I see you loving the yeah, you know, the videos and the videos for the two tracks of this EP are no different. You know, do you enjoy the whole video concept?
No, definitely I do. I think that's one of the things that I love about doing releasing music is coming up with concepts, visual concepts, and then, you know, actually filming them and stuff. I love it. I think it's exciting. The whole day is exciting. Stressful, yeah, obviously, because you're having to cram so much in. But I love that part of it for sure.
Absolutely. And you know what? You know, you mentioned Bollywood, you know, earlier on, and you know how Teriya would be suited. You know, could be suited very much in a Bollywood movie. You know what? You know, I thought the very same. And you know what, Jaktar, yeah, you know, I can very much see you, your sound, your voice. You know, I could very well see you doing playback for Bollywood, without a doubt, man.
You know what, you can hope in it. You can only try it. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying it. But you got to try it.
let me ask you, who's, you know what, all right, you know, maybe you've thought about it, maybe you've not, but you know, which actor do you think that your voice would suit?
I don't know. You know, I've never really thought about it. I actually haven't. I really haven't thought about it. I mean, for me, at the moment, in terms of actors, I love Ayush Mukherjee. I think he's wicked. I've always loved his kind of quirkiness on screen. But in terms of, yeah, I've never really thought about that, actually. It's a good question. But I'll go with Ayush Mukherjee. I like his quirkiness.
It will happen. You know, I think so. We're gonna see you lip-syncing. Well, rather him lip-syncing to your voice. Now, listen.
That'd
I mean,
be crazy.
Absolutely, man. Listen, the EP's art is doing really great. You know, it's getting so much love. What are we working on next, Jack Tar?
Just new music, you know. And obviously, we want to keep it going now. We had to wait a while for this EP. For various reasons, but you know, from this point onwards, I think it's just, you know, going with the flow, but also just making sure we keep content coming out, keep music coming out, and obviously a lot of ideas and tracks have been made, so it's just about, you know, deciding what to go with next, and obviously still pushing the EP because it's still early days as well for the EP. Yeah.
And more collaborations with Rishi. Can we see them?
Yeah, for sure. I'm always going to be there as long as they want me there.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. God willing, you know, it'll continue.
And one of the things that, you know, I do want you to continue doing, because I absolutely love, and I know the fans love as well, is your little kind of mini little mashups that you know, that you're putting on social media. Here's a question for you. Are those little mini mashups that you do, right, do you think, mm-hmm. are they easier to do than a original track? Which one is more tough to do?
I don't know. It depends, actually. Sometimes they're very difficult because I have an idea, and then, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. The two songs don't go together. But sometimes it can take, you know, it not take long at all. But with the original tracks as well, for example, with Hi Hi and Thedia, they kind of happened really organically. So that was really easy with all three of us in the studio. I don't know if Kieran and Rishi would agree to that, but I think it just depends on the song. It changes from idea to idea. Some ideas can take a long time to make, and certain ideas you can do in 5-10 minutes and you're kind of done, you know? So it does vary quite a bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But listen, Jack Tar, love everything that you're doing. Just keep doing it. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm supporting. Love it, my brother. You know, there's one thing I've not asked you to do in a very long time since you've been up on the show, right?
We
are about to play Hi Hi. It's my favorite track off of the EP. It'd be absolutely awesome, my brother. You know what? Just hit us up with a couple of lines, man, and introduce the song.
Of course. No problem. Okay.
Sang di ton kol mere aake hai sa rukda jaave kyun kar di hai nakhre socha je aaj ho jaave hai rabba mel kara de ki hoga soniye jad vi tenu takda mere da hai hai takda mere da hai hai takda mere da hai hai.
This is Hi Hi from the Gemini EP. Check it out.
Let's go!
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.